Ray Leonard, the challenger, the champion going into last June 20th. But after that, the challenger, Sugar Ray Leonard, surrounded by, among others, Angelo Dundee, his chief second and cut man, Jenks Morton, his old friend and trainer, and of course, Mike Trainer, his lawyer and in effect business manager. Sugar Ray Leonard, about whom suddenly there are so many questions. Is he in fact intimidated as you look at him by Roberto Duran? As we've suggested, can he change his boxing style? Will Duran let him? He has seemed to me, and I have known him so well since the Montreal Olympic Games, very tense, very overwrought, but he says he is extremely ready for this match, that he is stronger. Here comes the champion, the man who openly says that Leonard is afraid of him, the man who says that he will knock Leonard out this time, that it will be an easier fight than the last time, when it was so close and Leonard was so valiant in defeat. Each man weighed in at 146 pounds. Their records speak for themselves. Sugar Ray, 27-1 with 18 knockouts. Duran, an incredible 72-1 with 56 knockouts. The reach advantage to Sugar Ray at 70.5 inches to Duran 66. But the man with the hands of stone, as you look at him, from Panama, has to be regarded as one of the greatest fighters in his weight.
A chill along your spine, I don't suppose anything could. What a remarkable man, what a remarkable performer. And now, as the crowd gives him a deserved ovation, he wanders toward his namesake, Ray Charles Leonard. And Leonard, who was very tense in the hours earlier, now seems oddly poised and confident. We'll be back with the start of the fight in a moment.
Sugar Ray, a challenge at a young age, at 24, coming back, and there being introduced, the champion, Roberto Duran.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of the Hitman Chronicles. This is your host, the original great Rob Silver. And today we look at part 6 of the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard. And we take a look at his rematch, November 25th, 1980, versus the first man to ever beat Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran. As I mentioned on the last podcast, in which we looked at his incredible victory, Sugar Ray Leonard's incredible victory, virtuoso performance versus Davy Boy Green, similar to Muhammad Ali's destruction of Cleveland Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, the career trajectory of Sugar Ray Leonard was not unlike Muhammad Ali's. Gold medal winner, come up strong, and advised by Angelo Dundee. They picked out the right opponents to not only showcase Sugar Ray Leonard's talent a la Ali, but to make him a seasoned fighter before it was time to win a championship. Like Ali, Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard's career trajectories were eerily similar, as was their first losses. Ali to Joe Frazier, Sugar Ray Leonard to Roberto Duran. In Ali's fight versus Joe Frazier, he unwisely slugged with Joe Frazier for most of the 15 rounds and lost. In Sugar Ray Leonard's first fight with Roberto Duran, the same thing. He slugged too often. Matter of fact, he rarely danced in that fight. And in the second round, he got hit with a spectacular right cross, similar to Ali early in the fight, getting hit with a spectacular left hook by Joe Frazier. I chronicled all of that in the Life and Times of Muhammad Ali. Check out the first fight between him and Joe Frazier that I chronicled. In Leonard's situation, he got caught with a right cross in the second round. As he mentioned in his autobiography, The Big Fight, he was dizzy and was still wobbly until the fifth round when he finally cleared his head. And Sugar Ray Leonard put on an incredible display of guts. We saw that night that he could take a punch, just like Ali against Joe Frazier in their first fight. But it was Duran's aggression, just like Frazier's aggression, that carried the fight. And although Sugar Ray Leonard fought his ass off and barely lost, Sugar Ray Leonard, as he mentioned in his book, Duran was the better man that night, just like Frazier was the better man the night he fought Ali. So now, Sugar Ray Leonard, having lost his WBC welterweight championship, having suffered the first defeat of his career, had to regroup. Just a few weeks after losing to Roberto Duran, he went on a honeymoon with his wife, Juanita. A real honeymoon this time, not like the honeymoon that they allegedly went on in January when they first got married, because he was too busy in L.A. Going to radio stations and television stations and holding interviews. This time, it was him and Juanita together in Hawaii enjoying the beautiful weather of Honolulu, the beautiful scenery, and each other. During that second honeymoon slash vacation, Sugar Ray Leonard, who was contemplating retirement, was like, no, I'm going to fight again. And when he came back from Honolulu, he contacted Mike Trainer, and he told Mike Trainer, his advisor, to go and get a rematch with Roberto Duran as soon as possible, because he knew that Duran would gain weight, a serious amount of weight, in between fights. In Roberto Duran's autobiography, Duran claimed that he was almost 200 pounds by the middle of August because he had drank and partied and ate so much after beating Sugar Ray Leonard on June 20th. So less than 2 months later, he had gained 50 pounds. Sugar Ray Leonard knew that if he could get Duran in the ring as soon as possible, that could work against Duran shedding 50 pounds. Now, Duran didn't want to fight right away. Duran wanted to enjoy being champion and then have a tune-up fight before fighting Sugar Ray Leonard again. But Sugar Ray Leonard was smart. Sugar Ray Leonard knew that if he had Mike Trainer promise Don King, who was the promoter of the rematch, because the first fight was promoted by both Don King and Bob Arum. The second fight, Don King had total control because he was Duran's promoter and Duran was the champion. So, Sugar Ray Leonard, who's one of the wisest ring psychologists of all time, one of the wisest businessmen in the history of boxing, when it comes to boxers of all time, mentioned in his book that he told Mike Trainer, tell Don King and Roberto Duran and Duran's manager, Carlos Eleta, that they'll make $8 million for this fight and we'll take $1 million less. We know that could lure Duran into fighting the rematch right away. Sugar Ray Leonard knew that this time Sugar Ray Leonard was not going to go toe-to-toe with Roberto Duran. He took Duran's best shots, and he proved that he could take it. He didn't want to do that. He knew that the game plan had to be different. And for that game plan to work at 100% effectiveness, he had to get Duran right away. Because Duran would spend a whole lot of energy taking off those 50 pounds, which was intelligent on Sugar Ray Leonard's behalf. Carlos Salada and Don King went to Duran and told him, look, the offer's on the table. You're getting $8 million. We got to take this. It's do or die. We got this. It's now or later. Which would be easily Duran's biggest purse of his career. And I believe for his entire career, he never made more money than the night he fought Sugar Ray Leonard, November 25th, 1980, in the rematch. So Duran reluctantly agreed. Now, I had a question from Malcolm on Twitter asking me if Duran hadn't had to shave off all those pounds right away, would he have beaten Sugar Ray Leonard? Well, I'll answer that question after we do the watch-along. So, Sugar Ray Leonard gets into the best shape of his life. I mean, in his book, he talks about everything was working out. He was inspired. He was motivated by getting his win back, getting his title back, because he felt naked without the title, and he felt that he was the better fighter than Duran, and he wanted to prove it that night by fighting his fight this time and not allowing Duran to get to him like Duran did in the first fight. Now, I forgot to mention this. Going into the first fight, Duran would curse Leonard out at every news conference, as every press conference. Hey, the morning of the weigh-in, June 20th, 1980, Sugar Ray Leonard's wife, Juanita, was at the weigh-in. And after Duran got weighed in, he told Sugar Ray Leonard's wife, after I fuck up your husband, I will fuck you. I was like, wow. Which Sylvester Stallone used in Rocky III when he had Clubber Lang tell Sylvester Stallone, Rocky's wife, Adrian, why don't you get with a real man, all right? After I beat your husband, you get with me. Sylvester Stallone, throughout his Rocky series, always borrowed real life scenarios from boxing. This was one of them. So, I was 12 years old at the time, and man, my father took me to see the first Sugar Ray Leonard Roberto Duran fight. up close circuit, and we was hooping and hollering, and with the rest of the theater goers at the Puerto Rico Theater on 138th Street between Brown and Brook Avenue in the South Bronx. It was packed. It was packed that night, that theater, and if of the 500 people inside that theater, 450 were Duran fans. Puerto Ricans loved Roberto Duran. And when Duran got the decision, and rightfully so, man, we was hooping and hollering. My father won $50 betting a dude from the neighborhood. We were living in Elder, Westchester at the time. And taking the 6 train from Brook Avenue to Elder Avenue that night, man, my father was beaming. I was happy because we had gotten revenge for Leonard beating our boy Benitez. And so going into the second fight, my father had just gotten a new job. We were living with my aunt because the building that we had lived in on Westchester and Elder, on Elder and Westchester Avenue, had gotten burnt to the ground the evening of October 27th, 1980. So 4 weeks later, November 25th, 1980, my father had a new job and he bought 2 tickets to go see the fight on closed circuit at Madison Square Garden. And this would be the first time I ever saw a fight on closed circuit in Madison Square Garden. I was hyped. I was hyped. Because up until 1979, ladies and gentlemen, it was illegal for kids under the age of 14 to attend fights or the WWF wrestling at Madison Square Garden. The law was rescinded in 1979. So now, 1980, my father could finally take me to a fight at Madison Square Garden. You had undercard fights that night, and then the screen was put up, and my father and I was sitting there, and my father was roasted. He was dead drunk, and he had bet a coworker at his new job $100 that Duran was going to win. And then, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard at the beginning of the podcast, the introductions of Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran. Before the introduction, I played Ray Charles' America the Beautiful. And my father and I are watching this on the big screen in Madison Square Garden, and Ray Charles is singing, and my father, because I'm not paying attention to the screen, my father shoves me and said, "Look, look, 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 look. Rob, look, 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 Rob, look." And I was like, "What? Look at the." My father's like, "Look." And even in my father's drunken eyes, he could tell the look of Sugar Ray Leonard's face while Ray Charles was singing. And my father's like, "He's got that look like he can't lose tonight." I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, he was like, Rob, that's his idol. Ray Charles is Sugar Ray Leonard's idol, and Ray Charles is Sugar Ray Leonard's parents' idols because they named him after Ray Charles. Raymond Charles Leonard. And Ray Charles' real name, and I think I mentioned this on the podcast before, is Raymond Charles Robinson, the original Ray Robinson. He was Ray Robinson before Sugar Ray Robinson, whose real name was Walker Smith. So there you have the 3 degrees of Sugar Ray Robinson, Ray Charles, and Raymond Charles Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's name is derived from both Sugar Ray Robinson and Raymond Charles Robinson. Allah. So my father tells me, "Look, look, look, he's beaming. He's beaming with confidence." And Ray Charles singing American Beautiful, he ain't losing tonight. I said, "Come on, Pop Duran. Beat him the first." I said, nah. He's not losing tonight. He's not losing tonight. I got to pay this guy. I said, "Pop, relax. The fight hasn't even started yet." And then after Ray Charles finishes singing American Beautiful, he walks over to Sugar Ray Leonard, and he whispers into Sugar Ray Leonard's ear and Sugar Ray Leonard in his book, and Duran in his book both said the same thing, that Ray Charles whispered into Sugar Ray Leonard's ears, kick his ass. Both men are introduced, and now, ladies and gentlemen, we will go back in time. November 25th, 1980. Let me go to the YouTube channel, like we always do here on the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard, like we did on the Life and Times of Muhammad Ali, like we did on the Life and Times of Thomas Hitman Hearns and Marvelous Marvin Hagler. We do the recreation of the play-by-play. Ladies and gentlemen, go to your YouTube app on your smartphones, your laptops, your iMacs, your Mac notebooks, your Chrome notebooks, your tablets. Type in the search engine, Leonard versus Duran, vintage boxing. My buddy from YouTube, my buddy from the UK, Martin's YouTube channel is called Vintage Boxing. But go to the version, because he's got two versions up. Go to the version that says Sugar Ray Leonard versus Roberto Duran 2 ABC. That's the version we're using. Not the ITV, the ABC version. All right? I'm about to click on this. I hope I've got this muted. Mute your devices. And I'm going to mute mine right now. All right. Mute your devices. And I'm going to tell you what. You're going to go to the 5 minute and 20 second mark of the link. All right. Pause your device, mute and pause at 5 minutes and 20 seconds of the vintage boxing Sugar Ray Leonard versus Roberto Duran 2 ABC link. All right, pause it, mute it. And now I'm going to do also the link of this fight will be in the description of this podcast. I'm going to do my countdown, and then when I say hit play, and we will begin the watch-along slash recreation of the play-by-play for the rematch between Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran, November 25th, 1980. The rematch, Roberto Duran defending his WBC welterweight championship of the world for the first time. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play. There we go. There you see. Ray also just put the mouthpiece in Duran's face. Duran's mouth. As you see Duran's face, he goes back to his corner. We're getting ready. By the way, this fight was held at the New Orleans Superdome, November 25th, 1980. Paid attendance 25,000, which shockingly was low. Because just 2 years prior, no, actually, yeah, 2 years prior, in September of 1978, Muhammad Ali Leon Spinks rematch, 63,000 people paid to see that fight. Here, not even half, 25,000 people as we begin round one. And already, Sugar Ray bouncing. You didn't see this bouncing in the first fight. Sugar Ray Leonard bouncing, dancing here in round one. Nothing has occurred yet. Also, Sugar Ray Leonard wisely had this ring at 21 by 21. This was the biggest ring I've ever seen in my lifetime up until that point. A 21-foot ring. Lots of room for Sugar Ray Leonard to bounce, to dance, to move, which is what he's doing here in round one. Duran claims that the morning of this fight, after the weigh-in, which they both weighed in at 146 pounds, that he had two steaks and that his stomach began to flare up. His wife gave him some pills to try and settle his stomach down, but he could never settle down. They almost butted heads there. Referee warns them to watch their heads there. Nothing of relevance has happened yet here in round one. Sugar Ray Leonard bouncing, staying away from Duran, keeping Duran at a distance. Sugar Ray Leonard in his book mentioned that in the first fight, he backed up against the ropes far too many times, let Duran crowd him. And he said this time, the second fight, he was going to move and stay off the ropes. Leonard with a left jab, right cross combination, just missing a nice left jab there. But about the highlights of this round so far, Duran has landed nothing yet. And Sugar Ray Leonard landed that jab. Other than that, really nothing here other than Leonard bouncing up and down here in round one. Scheduled for 15 rounds for the WBC Welterweight Championship of the World. Nice stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard, and Duran missed with two right hands. Duran looked slower than the first fight, which is understandable considering he had to lose 50 pounds, but you know what? That's Duran's fault. Sugar Ray Leonard forced him. Duran with a nice three-punch combination there. No one forced him to drink and eat himself to become an obese right after the first fight. Sugar Ray Leonard, throughout his career, always stayed between 145 and 155 pounds. They almost butted heads there. Sugar Ray Leonard missed with a combination there. Jab to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left jab, right cross combination there. He landed. Duran smiling, saying, yep, you connected. That first round, I gave the Sugar Ray Leonard 10-9. As you see in the corner, Dundee talking to Sugar Ray Leonard. Probably telling him, keep moving. Jenks Morton in his other ear. The third member of this team, Dave Jacobs, had quit right before this fight. And Dave Jacobs was Sugar Ray Leonard's first trainer when he first stepped into a gymnasium, and this would be the first fight in his entire amateur and pro career that he didn't have Dave Jacobs by his side, and Dave Jacobs wouldn't come back until Leonard's fight with Marvin Hagler almost 7 years later. Duran right there tried to go to the body, but Sugar Ray Leonard quickly tied him up, something Sugar Ray Leonard wasn't able to do in the first fight. Was to keep Duran off him by tying up. In the first fight, he'd be crowded up against the ropes, and it would be Duran holding him and hitting him wisely. Duran not moving with the same speed he moved with in the first fight. Nice stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Meanwhile, Sugar Ray Leonard looking spry, looking much more comfortable in the second fight than he did in the first fight. Sugar Ray Leonard just landed a combination. There's some inside roughhousing. Referee separates them. Oh, nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard there. No, left hook inside of Sugar Ray Leonard. Hold on, that was the best flurry of the fight so far by either fighter. In Duran's autobiography, he mentioned that at this point in time, he felt it was going to be a long night and that he didn't think he could beat Sugar Ray Leonard by decision right here by the second round, and that he would need to knock out Sugar Ray Leonard because he didn't feel the same. And according to Duran in his biography, it was that he felt he was forced to take this fight and that he had to lose the 50 pounds. You know, I don't deal in excuses, ladies and gentlemen. Stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Duran was the champion. If he wanted to, he could have fought Sugar Ray Leonard at a later date. In my opinion, it was the dangling of the money that Duran went ahead and agreed with it. $8 million. Who's going to reject that? But to be honest with you, that $8 million would have been there in February, March, April. He was the champion. He should be able to dictate. And Duran has been very ineffective. Uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard as they tie up. Very ineffective with his punches in this fight. Not the same snap. He's not throwing combinations. He's throwing one punch at a time. Right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Dominant second round by Sugar Ray Leonard. Duran definitely looks lethargic, but ladies and gentlemen, that's Duran's fault. Stiff jab there by another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard fighting brilliantly the first two rounds, uppercut inside. Another round in the bank for Sugar Ray Leonard. 10-9. I got a 20-18 Sugar Ray Leonard. And while my father and I was watching this on closed circuit, my father's like, you know what? It's going to be a long night for Duran. My father, even though he was dead drunk, as the replay shows that nice right cross that Sugar Ray Leonard landed inside. My father just saw the bouncing Sugar Ray Leonard step was on another level. And my father reminded me, Ray Charles' motivation. You got to put that into the equation as we're getting ready for round three. I'm going to say this again. It was Roberto Duran's fault if he wasn't ready to fight Sugar Ray Leonard right away. Duran had to agree to the fight. He had the momentum. He had the star power. And as being champion, he had the leverage. As, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard continues to move, Duran with a nice combination inside to the body. That was Duran's best punch output of the fight so far. Duran has no one to blame but himself. And in his autobiography, he was blaming everybody but himself. It was his fault he gained all that weight in between fights. It was his fault that he agreed to fight Sugar Ray Leonard so soon. Now, had he beaten Sugar Ray Leonard in the rematch? I don't think so. Because Sugar Ray Leonard was determined to get that win back. Nice combination side by Duran. Now, Duran, now, for the first time in the fight, looking like the Duran of the first fight. And for the first time in the fight, he was able to keep Sugar Ray Leonard up against the ropes in order to land those combinations. So let's see what happens the remainder of this round. Nice combination inside by Roberto Duran. Duran attacking like the Duran of the first fight. Sugar Ray Leonard, though, wisely continues to stay off the ropes, continues to move, continues to be the dance master, Sugar Ray Leonard, the one that wasn't in the first fight. The first fight, he was the slugger, Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's output in the third round is not the same as was in the last round. He's not landing that jab consistently like he did in the first couple of rounds. Another combination inside to the body. See, this is not the fight Sugar Ray Leonard wants to fight. Nice left hook by Duran. I think that caught Sugar Ray Leonard's attention there. Duran now fighting like the first fight. Going to the body. Combination inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. But this is not the fight. Nice left hook by Roberto Duran. This is not the fight Sugar Ray Leonard wants to fight. That's the fight he wants to fight. Stick and move. Ten seconds left in the round. Easily Duran's best round of the fight so far. Oh, nice double right cross by Roberto Duran. Right, left, right to the body as the bell rings. That round goes to Duran 10-9. I've got it 29-28 Sugar Ray Leonard after three rounds. And we go into round four. Brilliant round by Roberto Duran. If he could continue to attack the body and weakened Sugar Ray Leonard. Late in the fight, Sugar Ray Leonard will be less able to move, and Duran can do what he did in the first fight. Beat Sugar Ray Leonard inside with shots to the body. And as we continue, Duran now going to the body inside. Nice body work there by Roberto Duran. Nice combination, but they butted heads again. They got to be careful with the heads. Duran beginning to fight his fight. Sugar Ray Leonard not landing a nice combination inside there. But Leonard has to stay off the ropes. He's got to stay from being inside the trenches. Just move. Yeah, better said than done, because Duran, one of the greatest fighters in boxing history when it comes to cutting off the ring. And he's done that successfully in the last two rounds. Oh, nice right cross by Roberto Duran. Duran banging the body. Sugar Ray Leonard with a nice combination there. Duran just missed with that right hand. But Duran is having success going inside and banging the body and balling Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard with a nice combination inside. Stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice right cross by Duran. Duran timing that right hand and get nice uppercut to the body, left right cross over the top by Sugar Ray Leonard, and he moves. Very close round here in round four. Ooh, nice combination, counter combination by Sugar Ray Leonard as Duran missed with a right cross. Right to the body by Duran. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. That was a slip there. That was no knockdown. Both men landed jabs there. Sugar Ray Leonard going jabbing to the body. Something he did not do in the first fight at all. Then again, in the first fight, he couldn't utilize that great jab because he was inside slugging it out with Duran for 90. Ooh, nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left jab, right cross. Very tough round to score. Oh, nice left uppercut by Duran. Oh, nice combination by Leonard at the end of the round. I give a slight edge to Sugar Ray Leonard in that round, 10-9. I got it 39-37 Leonard, but I wouldn't argue if you guys gave that round to Duran as we get ready for round five. By the way, ABC, this fight was on closed circuit, but ABC paid a record $2.5 million to secure the replay rights, which was a record back then for a replay, for the rights to a replay. Not a live fight, but the rights to the replay. Yeah, Sugar Ray needs to do this. Stick and move. Stick and move as he jabbed to the body there. Just move. Do not slug with Duran like in the first fight. And you see he's making a conscious effort. A different game plan here for Sugar Ray Leonard. Utilize his superior speed and foot speed, hand speed, reflexes. The last couple of rounds, Duran is not fighting like a man who has an upset stomach. Oh, he just missed with a right cross, Duran. Both men landed lefts right there. Sugar Ray Leonard just missed with that jab. Oh, Sugar Ray Leonard went down, but that's not a knockdown. I got to see the replay to see if a punch landed there. But Sugar Ray Leonard was definitely off balance and he slipped, but did a punch land there where they could have credited that as a knockdown? I hope they show a replay in between rounds, but nonetheless, Sugar Ray Leonard was not hurt. He got right back up and he's back to moving. Oh, nice shot to the body there by Duran. Another left to the body. Duran, first two rounds looked lethargic. Last three rounds has fought much more spirited and looking like the Duran of the first fight. Nice uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook by Roberto Duran. Nice uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice left hook there by Duran. Right cross by Duran. Duran fighting much better the last three rounds. Uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. End of the fifth round, I gave that round to Duran 10-9. Got it 48-47, Sugar Ray Leonard after five rounds. We go to round six. They did not show a replay of the slip, but I believe the referee made the right call because Sugar Ray Leonard wasn't hurt. He slipped. I'm not sure if a punch landed, but it was more of Sugar Ray Leonard being off balance than anything Duran did. Sugar Ray Leonard bouncing. That nice jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard utilizing his foot speed, utilizing lateral movement, something he did not do in the first fight, but I got to give Duran credit. He's beginning to cut the ring off. He's beginning to land to the body. He's beginning to force his will on the Sugar Man. Nice left jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Duran being very aggressive here in round six, forcing the fight. But I got to give Sugar Ray Leonard credit. He's tying up Duran and he's getting out of there as soon as he can. He's not staying inside to get beat up like he did in the first fight. Nice stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. In the middle of the ring, Sugar Ray Leonard controls the fight as long as he's moving and not inside the trenches. Nice jab to the body there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard now controlling the action. We're in the middle of the ring. Right here, Sugar Ray Leonard's comfortable and he cannot be beat. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Master ring IQ being shown here in round six by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice combination again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard slipped there. He slipped again. He's got to be careful. Slip because he could slip, be off balance, and get caught with one of Roberto Duran's bombs, especially that right cross. Masterful job of boxing here in round six by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice jab to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. The one problem I have with Sugar Ray Leonard in this fight so far is I wish he would throw that jab more, but he won that round. I've got it 58-56, Sugar Ray Leonard after six rounds. I need to see more of that beautiful left jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Duran is there for it. Jab to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. And Sugar Ray Leonard making Duran miss a lot this round. Jab to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard with a triple jab to the body. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, he wasn't doing this in the first fight. He wasn't jabbing to the body. Duran following Sugar Ray Leonard around, but Duran not being effective at all in this round. The last three rounds, Duran was very effective going to the body. But in this round, he's following Sugar Ray Leonard around, and he is not forcing his way inside, not cutting the ring off. There goes a nice combination to the body by Duran, but that's the first thing he's done in this round effectively at all. Look at Sugar Ray Leonard goofing around. Joke, look at him. Nice left by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard playing with Duran. This is not wise. My father was like, what the fuck is he doing? He was fighting such a great fight, and now he's goofing around. Sugar Ray Leonard feeling himself as he's... Nice three-punch combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. And now he does the Ollie Shuffle. Duran tries to bully Leonard up against the ropes. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another combination inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard. Once again, playing with Duran. Putting his face out there. There goes the bolo push that he does a jab. He faked Roberto Duran out there with the bolo push that landed the jab to the jaw. Sugar Ray Leonard right now with total control of this fight. Playing with Duran. I think he's gotten inside Duran's head. Left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Easily, Sugar Ray Leonard's round as a frustrated Duran goes back to his corner. 10-9, Sugar Ray Leonard. 68-65, Sugar Ray Leonard after seven rounds on my scorecard. There goes the bolo punch, and then he caught him with the left jab as Duran was too busy looking at Leonard's right hand. Now, I'd given the fourth round to Duran. I gave the fourth round to Leonard. My father had given Duran the fourth round. I had a 68-65 going into the eighth round. For Leonard, my father had a 67-66 for Leonard going into the eighth round. As we get to round eight here, 15 rounds for Roberto Duran's WBC welterweight championship of the world. Leonard continues to move wisely, continues to use lateral movement, continues to make Duran follow him. Leonard landed two nice jabs there, one to the body, one to the face, and he continues to move. And Duran not cutting the ring off. From rounds 3 to 5, Duran successfully cut the ring off. The last couple of rounds, he's been unable to. Sugar Ray Leonard has done what he's wanted to do, move, and nice stiff jab. Land the jab and keep Duran at a distance. And he continues to do this in round 8. Duran tries, but ineffectively corners Leonard. Leonard just missed with a left hook there, missed with the jab. Halfway through round 8. I think at this point, Sugar Ray Leonard is fighting the right fight, but can he keep this up for 15 rounds against a man that will not stop coming? Nice stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Because rounds... Nice stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard! Because in rounds 12, 13, 14, can Sugar Ray Leonard continue to move like he's been doing the first 8 rounds? Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right now, it's all Sugar Ray Leonard controlling the action. Duran missed with a left hook. Duran threw some wild shots there. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, Duran landed a nice right hand right there. 30 seconds left of the round. Wait a minute. What's going on here? What's going on? Why? Why? What? Roberto Duran's quitting. Why? What's going on here? No. 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 Oh, no. Roberto Duran did the impossible. He quit. Sugar Ray Leonard has won by technical knockout in the 8th round. Ladies and gentlemen, you can stop the broadcast there. I'm going to talk about my father, and my reaction after what we just saw. We're at Madison Square Garden, and my father was screaming. He could not believe that the king of machismo, the most macho man on the planet, the toughest man in boxing, actually quit. And ladies and gentlemen, he did not say no mas. In both Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran's autobiographies, Leonard didn't hear him say no mas, and Sugar Ray Leonard said he said no seagull. He didn't want to continue. That was it. He didn't say no mas. Duran said Howard Cosell made that shit up. That was Howard Cosell's words, not Roberto Duran. But even if he didn't say no mas, which I'm going to take both Sugar Ray and Duran's words for it, they were in the ring. They would know. He quit. He quit, and I was heartbroken. My father was screaming. As we walked out the garden, my father was screaming, this fight was fixed. This fight was fixed. Don King was in on it. Sugar Ray Leonard was in. I said, Pop, are you going to tell that dude tomorrow that you bet 100? He said, no, I'm going to pay the dude, but I'm going to tell him he won off of a fixed fight. I said, Pop, this fight was a fixed. My father was dead drunk. The next morning, before he went to work, he was, by the way, I forgot to mention this. At the time, my mother was in the hospital. She was in the hospital because she had suffered double pneumonia because 4 weeks earlier our apartment had burnt down to the ground, and we were outside in 20 degree weather waiting for the firemen and waiting for a van to come take us to a family shelter. And while my mother was in the hospital, I was staying with my aunt, and my father would stay in the family shelter. And so that night, my father and I spent the night at the shelter instead of going back to my aunt's house. And my father was dead drunk. But the following morning, when my father was getting ready for work and I was getting ready to go to school, because I was taking the subway back to Soundview to go to school at the time, my father said, nah, that fight wasn't fixed. Duran quit because he couldn't deal with Sugar Ray Leonard's movement, and he got frustrated. He quit. And my father came back to reality. My father was just angry the night before. The aftermath. Well, we won't talk about Sugar Ray Leonard's aftermath because next week, part 7, we will take a look at Sugar Ray Leonard's quest to become a 2-division champion by going up against the lineal and WBA junior middleweight champion, the Ugandan champion, Ayub Kaluli. As far as Roberto Duran goes, well, Duran was ostracized by both the American media and the international boxing public. Even in his native Panama, they were giving him death threats. They were bombarding his house with rocks and graffiti. he was no longer the beloved Panamanian icon. He was ostracized to the point where he had to leave Panama and move to Miami because both him and his family's life was being threatened. And plus, his wife at the time was pregnant, and he didn't want anything to affect her pregnancy. So they moved to Miami, and Duran would get back in the ring in August, and he would get another title shot, this time against Wilfred Benitez in January of 82 for Benitez's WBC super welterweight title, and he would lose. Well, Duran eventually would turn his career around, and that's a story for another day. I'm going to save it all for when I eventually do the life and times of the Hands of Stone, Roberto Duran. Next week, we will come back with part 7, Sugar Ray Leonard versus Ayub Kalouli. In a couple of days, I will be out with my recap of the Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia fight from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. We'll be talking all about that fight in a couple of days. I will play for the rest of the podcast the post-fight and studio reaction of both Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard as Howard Cosell interviews both fighters. Enjoy that. Until we talk Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia, I want everyone out there to continue to always be blessed and be a blessing.
He got cramps in his stomach and his body, and the upper body, and then his arms, and he got weaker, so that's why he stopped fighting. He quit the bout.
Does this mean the end of boxing for Roberto?
Posiblemente el final de tu carrera.
Sí, ya no peleo más.
Yes, I'm not fighting anymore.
This is final, permanent retirement.
Definitivo.
Yeah, definitivo.
Definitely, I'm not fighting anymore.
Final opinion on Ray Leonard. What does he think?
Última opinión de Sugar Ray.
No, que peleó nada. Yo lo vi muy lento a él, pero no podía poner presión, porque él tiene que dejar ese peso también.
I saw him.
Él no es nadie. Me ganó puntos porque me calambré y todo.
I saw him very weak in the fight, but my body did not allow me to pressure him, but I didn't think he was that great.
Tiene que dejar ese peso también.
He also has to leave that weight, because I could see that he was weak also.
Well, thank you very, very much. Good luck.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, por favor.
The way it was, November 25th, in Roberto's dressing room, from Duran's point of view at that point in time. Immediately thereafter, in that same dressing room, I went to Ray Arcel. Nobody questions Arcel's credentials, his distinction, his character, his integrity. This conversation. This, of course, is Ray Arcel, one of the two corner men for Roberto Duran through his whole long and very great career, together with Freddie Brown, the other corner man. Ray, at any point between rounds, did Duran complain to you about cramps or pains?
Never hollered. It's just said that his arm felt stiff. That's all.
Were you surprised when he said he's through with boxing, he's retiring?
Well, I wasn't surprised because I felt that sooner or later he would retire, maybe after this fight or after the Hearns fight, and that's what he was even talking about. And I've never seen this young man behave in this manner. I've been with him 9 years. He's been through tough fights, and I was absolutely astounded. I wish I could give you an honest answer, Howard, of what really happened.
Well, I appreciate your honesty in expressing your puzzlement over the behavior. Frankly, do you think his pride was so destroyed by the manner in which Leonard fought him that he just decided it wasn't worth it anymore?
Is a possibility that you may be right, Howard? I don't know. Whether it was frustration or whatever you might have said, I'd have to find out. I have to talk to him. I have to talk to his doctor to find out after he examines him if there is something wrong with him.
But I heard you in the corner. You were telling him exactly the right things, that he had to fight his fight, that he had to get Leonard against the ropes. And yet it was Leonard who was able to fight his fight tonight.
Leonard controlled the fight.
No question about it.
Yes.
I'm sorry to end it this way, Ray.
All right, Howard. You've always been very kind to us, and we have to tell you the truth, and if I knew more about it, I'd be glad to relate it to
you. Good luck to you, old friend.
Thank you.
So that was Ray Arcel. I want to be absolutely fair to Mr. Arcel. I've known him 30 years of my life. He is one terrific human being. He is over 80 years of age. He couldn't fly out here. He didn't even want to go to our studios in New York. He's been so beleaguered and so distressed since the fight and the way it ended. He did say to me that he later was told by another handler in the corner who spoke Spanish that Duran did complain of stomach cramps. And you observed very quickly in one of our pictures that there was, in fact, an ice bucket placed against Duran's stomach at the very end of the seventh round. But in all our review of all of our tapes, that was the only time we saw the ice bucket. That much made clear to you. I would like now to turn my attention to the champion again, Sugar Ray Leonard. First, Ray, do you feel cheated by the furor over the way the fight ended and the apparent fact that you're not getting a lot of ink, a lot of attention, a lot of being called a great champion?
It doesn't bother me, Howard, because what was shown is quite evident. I beat Roberto Duran, and I beat him my way. The press, they said, by Duran quitting, does it tarnish my victory? How can it?
I'm asking you.
No, I don't feel it has. If I had complained about arthritis, or I said the reason I couldn't move in Montreal was because I had hemorrhoids, who would have believed it? No one.
But you didn't have arthritis.
Yes, but who's to say he had cramps?
All right, leave that for the moment. Did you feel Duran weakening very early in the fight?
In the third, fourth round, I noticed that Duran was watching my feet, my movement, the way I was going around the ring. And inside, he wasn't as strong as he was in the first fight. And that was because I was stronger. If you really look close at both fights, you would notice that first encounter, Montreal, I was very thin. Duran looked huge. This time around, Duran was thin. I was huge.
Interesting. Yet he came back and gave you a good going in the fifth round. You remember Dundee said to you, you lost that round. Wake up, true?
Yeah, Angelo said we lost that round unnecessarily. And I felt that the reason was I was against the ropes, like it happened in Montreal.
All right, Ray, I'd like to turn now to the man everybody in America wants to hear from. I want to go to our affiliate studios in Miami and to Roberto Duran, surrounded by his physician, Dr. Nunez, and his interpreter, and that's Luis Enriquez. Roberto, I'd like to go back to Sunday before the fight, which was on Tuesday. I interviewed you at the arena, and you said you were in far better condition for this fight then than you were for the first fight. Now, how do you square that with what happened at the end?
Roberto, el 2 días antes de la pelea, se te entrevistó en el Superdome y dijiste que estabas en muchas mejores condiciones que la última pelea. ¿Cómo explicas esto?
Bueno, cuando uno está arriba del ring, siempre uno le pasa algo de repente, ¿no?
When you in the ring, there's always the possibility that something could happen to you while you're in the ring.
And therefore, what you said before the fight, that you're in the best condition of your life, was true at that time.
Y lo que dijiste en el ring, en la entrevista, ese día de que estabas en tus mejores condiciones de tu vida, y eso es así.
Sí, fue verdad.
Yes, that's the truth.
All right. Now, Luis, be clear about this question to Roberto. Ray Arcel told me that when he came to New Orleans, Roberto did, Roberto was already at weight. He said some leeches from Roberto's native Panama got around him and sneaked food to him. Is this true?
Roberto, el señor Arcel dijo lo siguiente, que cuando él llegó a New Orleans, o sea, él, señor Arcel, ya tú estabas en tu peso. Pero que algunas personas, leeches, siendo personas negativas, supuestamente, estaban dándote comida a lo escondido.
Esa es mentira.
Howard, his answer is that that's a lie.
Is what? That's a lie.
That is false.
Okay. Then, Dr. Nunez, if that's false, why did Roberto get overweight? Because Arcel said he was at weight. And why did you prescribe diuretics for him?
Sir, by no... I have never prescribed diuretics to Roberto Duran because he was never in the need for diuretics. Duran never was not in the in his weight when he was in New Orleans. And Mr. Duran never got to have any diuretics because his potassium was well, his sodium was well, and his whole urinary system was doing very well, so he didn't know diuretics at all. You only prescribe diuretics when an athlete caused to the stress does not put his urine out and he's sweating or something like that, but he has never prescribed diuretic. So I completely disagree with Ray Arcel what he has just told.
Didn't Mr. Aletta also say it?
Not that I recall.
All right. Did then Roberto Duran have a weight problem?
I think... Are you telling me that question?
No, I'm asking you, sir.
Oh. I think every fighter got a weight problem. That's the main reason of all fighters, their weight. But, you know, I think with his training and everything... As a matter of fact, I don't interfere... with the training because that's not my job.
How did he get down to weight then for the weigh-in?
Come again, sir?
How did he get down to weight for the weigh-in?
Well, due to the fact of the training. I was observing the training and the way, the diet that was prescribed, not by me, because I could tell you that I don't interfere with his diet. I want to, but they don't let me.
All right. Then no diuretics were prescribed
by you.
They were
no
not
way.
Necessary.
No, sir.
All right, I want to take you, Roberto, back through the day of the fight. After the weigh-in, what did you eat and how much?
Roberto, el día de la pelea, después del pesaje, ¿qué comiste y qué cantidad comiste?
Bueno, primero yo me tomé un consumé. Me tomé bastante.
First, after the weigh-in, I drank some consumé soup. And I drank a lot.
Entonces me llevaron a un restaurante.
And I went to a restaurant.
Me comí dos bistecs grandes.
I ate two big steaks.
Y cuatro jugos de naranja.
And four glasses of orange juice.
Después me tomé una taza de té bien caliente.
And after I drank a hot cup of tea.
Y comí bastante papa frita y todas esas cosas.
And I happened to eat a lot of French fries.
All right, how unusual is that for you on the day of a fight after a weigh-in? Because habitually you would eat in order to restore strength. Leonard ate, and he ate a lot after the weigh-in, for instance.
Esto algo usual que haces tú, ya que es tan importante de restablecerte el día de la pelea.
Correcto.
Yes, you're correct. He considered that's correct to reinforce the strength. He eats that, and that's not unusual.
And it's not unusual. All right, I want to ask you this question very directly, Roberto. In the light of the way the fight ended, are you now sorry about your actions? Are you ashamed of yourself?
Roberto, de la manera que terminó la pelea, ¿estás tú apenado de la manera como terminaste?
Sí, por eso que voy a regresar al ring de nuevo, para pelear con él.
Yes, because that's one of the reasons and the main reason why I'm coming back. Because I am ashamed of the way it happened, and I want to fight Leonard again.
Porque voy a demostrarle a mis fanáticos que Leonard no me puede ganar a mí. Él no es el hombre que me gana a mí.
I want to demonstrate to all my fans and all the boxing fans that Leonard cannot beat me.
Esta vez me voy a cuidar mucho más y voy a coger la cosa más en serio, porque él no me gana a mí.
This time I'm going to train my way. I'm going to train the way I'm supposed to train because I know he cannot beat me.
Y él me va a tener que dar la revancha.
And he will have to give me a return match.
I would like to make this point in fairness to Roberto as he sits there live in Miami and listens. Dr. Kenneth Nix of Southern Baptist Hospital in New Orleans, the man who examined and rendered the report on Roberto's condition, examined Roberto and rendered the report, diagnosed his condition as acute abdominal distension. Now you say you want to fight Leonard again. I want to turn to Sugar Ray Leonard again, thanking you very much for coming up from Panama, because I know that you're not well. Ray, you heard what Duran said. Will you fight him again, ever?
No, Howard. For a simple reason. The first fight, which was a very close fight, Roberto Duran gained the victory. And people say, hey, that's not supposed to happen to a champion. And then in New Orleans, I beat Duran. And it was such a bizarre ending. People said, hey, fix, fix, fix. And now they're saying a third fight. I think the press would kill it. I think the press will destroy any promoter that try to promote the fight. I feel that wouldn't be in the best interest of boxing.
All right, implicitly, Ray, you've just touched on another factor, perhaps without even realizing it. So I must go back to Roberto and Luis Enriquez. Innuendos, allegations, nothing in any sense proved about you, Roberto, and the stories have been suggesting that perhaps you were taking or sniffing cocaine. Is there any truth to this?
Roberto, después de la pelea han habido muchos comentarios, diversos comentarios en respecto a tu condiciones físicas. Y uno de los rumores más bochornoso que han existido de que tú posiblemente usaste cocaína antes de la pelea. ¿Algún día tú has usado alguna cocaína?
No, yo ni fumo cigarrillo ni nada de esa cosa. ¿Cómo puedo yo drogar?
I don't use any drugs. I don't even smoke cigarettes. I don't get involved with none of these things.
Never in your life.
Nunca.
Nunca. Never in his life. Howard.
Yes.
May I say something about that?
Yes.
Some of the reports that came about that, as you may have noticed, have been reports of negative reaction towards the Duran fans, the Duran family, and the Panamanian people, most of all, because this is where he lives. Never in his career has Duran been accused or involved or rumored, never in his life until this fight, that he had been using cocaine or any other drug. And it's quite unjustifiable for any reporter, which I have read the reports, to bring now that he lost this fight any kind of negative report about Durant using any cocaine?
Lewis, we've gone as far as we can go, as far as time permits, at least. I suppose this will never be answered as to why he quit. There are theories. One was the cocaine theory. Another was a fix of the fight. Absurd. The man got $8 million. Louisiana State Boxing Group fined him $7,500. They couldn't get more because the remaining monies were already paid under an irrevocable letter of credit. Therefore, the idea of a fix is totally unlikely. In fact, I consider it indeed impossible. I want to ask Roberto Duran one more question, though. Roberto, there was no urinalysis after that fight. I don't know why. You don't know why either. Perhaps the bedlam prohibited.
No había decidido hacer tampoco.
But is your story still the exact same as to why you quit?
Roberto, después de la pelea, no hubo ningún resultado de la urina tuya. Y no hay ningún récord de ese resultado. Siendo eso verídico, tu historia o lo que tú contaste o la razón por la cual dejaste de pelear es la misma.
Sí, sí.
Yes, sir.
The answer is yes. Would you quit again under the same circumstances?
¿Tú pararías de pelear bajo las mismas circunstancias?
Si me da un dolor de nuevo, ¿por qué no?
Yes, if I have pains.
Yo no soy un Superman.
I'm not Superman. If I have pains and it bothers me.
Para mí, Leonard no me ha ganado. A mí me ganó fue un dolor, punto y aparte.
To me, Leonard did not beat me. To me, illness beat me. A pain beat me.
Yo no pensaba pelear más, pero ahora yo sí quiero pelear. Quiero pelear con él de nuevo. Estamos a mano, uno a uno.
And we are even, one on one.
Porque yo lo voy a mostrar, yo soy mucho mejor que él.
I'm going to demonstrate to him that I'm much better than he is.
Así que ya sabe.
So,
all right, Lewis. Roberto, thank you very much for coming up to Miami and doing this show with us tonight. In the meantime, despite Duran's desire to fight Leonard again, you have heard the champion say, under no circumstances, he doesn't think it's a promotable, workable, the students.